or there might be violence, or there might be abuse, where, for very good reasons, the young woman feels like she can't talk to her parents. And if 85 passes, what is she supposed to do? Go before a judge? No. If you're afraid to talk to your parents, are you really going to march up to a judge and tell him about what's going on and why you need to get an abortion? And the court systems are already overcrowded to make women who are young, maybe don't have transportation, may not speak English as their first language, go to navigate a court system. Some women could no more do that than fly to the moon. And for us to put the most vulnerable teenagers in California in harm's way is ridiculous, atrocious, and appalling. And we are here because we all believe that. And we need to be the ones out there opposing 85 every day, because the Bay Area, we are it. We defeated 73 last year. Awesome. Based on the strength of your organizing and all the phoning that you did and all the walking you did and all the wonderful people who came out and helped spread the word, we have to do the same thing for Prop 85. And I'm so glad that all of you are here today to do that. We have a great rally for you, amazing speakers. We are going to make the world's largest human no on 85 sign. And then we're going to go out and do some walking and some talking and get some voters out to oppose 85. I am now so pleased to introduce to you Assemblymember Mark Leno, who has been an amazing advocate for all of us for so many years, from the Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco to the halls of Sacramento. He has stood up with us every time we needed him, and he has been an unrelenting and inspiring advocate for social justice and women's health in general. And I cannot be more proud to introduce to you Assemblymember Mark Leno.
Thank you, Nora. What a beautiful day to stand up for teen safety and to protect a woman's reproductive choices. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, and it is with great pride and my pleasure to stand with my brothers and sisters in support of a woman's right to choose. We know that this is an assault. Just look at who's behind Prop 85. Traditional Values Coalition, Evangelicals for Social Justice, Right to Life of Central Valley, and the cynicism of it. These folks are out for their own political agenda and will use the safety of teenage women for their political ends. It's shameful. But who's opposed to Prop 85? Parents, California Teachers Association, California Nurses Association, the California Medical Association, obstetricians, gynecologists, pediatricians, those who know best are opposed to Prop 85. And does it confound you as much as it does me? These folks who are behind measures like this, always talking about getting government out of our lives. But they want government in our bedrooms, they want government in our kitchen tables, in our living room, in our medicine cabinets, and in our doctors' inner offices. We say get them out of our lives and get them out of our government. And I just want to make one point really clear, because I think it's just unacceptable that this governor of ours claims to be pro-choice. Do not forget that last year, as we were breaking our backs and butts to defeat Prop 73, Arnold Schwarzenegger was putting his picture on Prop 73 information to draw out evangelical voters to support his assault on the firefighters, the nurses, the teachers, and the police officers, and the public service workers of this state. And now that he's up for re-election, where is he on Prop 85? Under the table. He's ducking. He won't oppose it. He won't support it. He wants to play both sides of it because the man is afraid to stand up for what he believes, if he believes. So we got a lot of work yet to do, and I just want to make sure we're for real teen safety, right? Yeah. And I think we're for a woman's right to choose, right? And we're going to demolish Prop 85 on November 7th. That's right. Thank you for coming out here. We're going to make such a beautiful human no on 85. The world's going to see it, and everyone needs to understand. We got a lot of walking and talking and explaining to do. because for folks who don't understand the issue or read beyond the first sentence, they're thinking, you know, that makes good sense. But what they don't know that is 90% of the cases, yes, families are talking to each other. This is about the 10% who don't. And there's a reason for those 10%, because there's incest, there is sexual assault, there's abuse in the family. And that's why this is so dangerous for California. Thank you for believing, and thank you for coming out to help. Hi.
Thanks, Mark. My name is Sandra Lowe. I'm with the California Teachers Association, and I bring you greetings. Bring you greetings from our President Barbara Kerr and the officers of CTA, who are standing with you to defeat Prop 85 this year, and so proud to be there. We're opposed to Prop 85. We work with teenage girls all the time in our classrooms and in our schools, and we know how difficult it is for those girls to talk to their parents. I had a hard time telling my mother I was pregnant. I was 38. Come on, you know that's true out there. Okay. So, and now I'm a proud mom. I've got a couple of girls. And you know what's most important for those girls that I have is that they get good health care. They get good health care. That's the most important thing. That's what I care about as a mom. That's what I cared about as a teacher, and that's what CTA cares about. Now, in my job now, I'm a political organizer, and I want to tell you that we got a problem on our hands. There are some people out there that are thinking there's nothing on the ballot to vote for or against, that everybody's the same, that everything's the same, and we have a real problem on our hands in motivating voters. Women must vote in this election. You must vote for the women who aren't allowed to vote yet. You must vote for the women who fought to get the right to vote. And you must vote for those young girls, because it's our responsibility, because they can't vote yet. And we need to do that. If women vote, if young people vote, then the right is defeated and the people will prosper and go on and have great justice. But if you stay home and you don't get the people to vote, 85 will pass, the entire agenda will go through, and everything we did last year to defeat that, all those bad initiatives will be for nothing. San Francisco, I'm depending on you. Okay, so come out and vote. Thank you so much. Again, thank you from CTA for all your hard work. And...
hello, everyone. Buenas tardes a todos. Thank you for coming to help us defeat Prop 85. My name is Lacey Cerros. I'm a policy analyst with Latino Issues Forum, and I'm very proud to be here today because our organization is opposing Prop 85. As a Latina, I'm very passionate about healthcare issues that affect our community. And as a policy analyst, I was shocked to learn about how bad Latinas' healthcare really is. Did you know that over half of the uninsured women in California are Latina? Did you know that? Over half of the uninsured women in California are Latina. That's us, folks. That affects you as well. I mean, we have really high rates of reproductive cancers, unfortunately, high rates of teen births and STDs. And what do we get in return? Lack of information that's bilingual, that's translated in languages and culturally appropriate. We get low access to healthcare. So I'm here to tell you, please, folks, Prop 85 is bad. I'm going to say something in Spanish really quickly. Are people here speak Spanish? Okay, claro que sí. Mira, gente, por favor. Tengo una hermana que está aquí ahorita. Tiene 30, permiso, 13 años, okay? Y ella me duele mucho porque yo espero que ella pueda hablar con mí o con mi mamá, pero... si ella no puede hablar con nosotros, mira, espero que, me siento, espero que ella hablar con alguien, con una doctora que puede hablar con ella sobre todos los, the issues that she needs, okay? I really, really am feeling bad about this because my sister's here. She's 13 years old, everyone. If this affects if this goes into law, this is going to affect her. And if she can't talk to me or my mom, I want her to be able to find a safe environment where she can find counseling, and this is going to affect all of us. So please, please, everyone, vote no. I know I'm speaking to the choir, but just talk to people about how this is going to affect various communities. This is going to affect Latinas very, very badly, and I really hope that you can tell them. I want you to practice this with me. I want you to say, proteja nuestras hijas. Proteja. Vote no en Proposición 85. Okay. Nice. Okay, so we're going to all say it together right now, okay? Real quickly. All right. So, protejan nuestras hijas. Vote no en Proposición 85. Gracias. Thank you, thank you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for coming. My name is Ann Foster Rosales, and I'm the Chief Medical Officer for Planned Parenthood Golden Gate. I want you to know that Planned Parenthood Golden Gate serves over 65,000 men, women, and young people every year in five Bay Area counties. That's a lot of people. And the vast majority of our clients come to us seeking preventive services, that is, help me prevent an unintended pregnancy, help me prevent an STD, and help me stay healthy. Every day, our dozens of clinicians and other staff physicians find themselves in situations where they're serving as the liaison or the support person to a young person who needs to interact with their parent in a very different, difficult situation. And parents rightfully want to be involved in these types of situations. And the good news is that when a teen is seeking abortion services, the vast majority of teens do involve a parent or a trusted adult. So we simply don't need Proposition 85, because not only will it endanger those teens who live in unsafe homes, because unfortunately that is a truth, some teens do live in very unsafe homes, they're kicked out of the house, they may take matters into their own hands, or they may delay seeking essential medical care when they find themselves confronted with an unintended pregnancy. But the bottom line is that in California, we've been dealing with teen pregnancy very successfully over the last 10 years. Did you know that over the last 10 years, we've reduced teen pregnancy rates, teen abortion rates, almost nearly 50%? That is a huge success. It's all about prevention. And we've done this without any kind of punitive or archaic laws, such as what Proposition 85 would be if it were to pass. We've done so by rapidly expanding access to contraception for both teens and adults throughout the state. We've done so by expanding family communication programs, by funding programs that really look at trying to build parent-child communication, not by passing punitive laws that punish young women who find themselves in a very difficult situation. So we're already on the right track in California. Now, I'm also a mom, and I have two beautiful young children, and I certainly hope that my daughter, if she ever found herself in any situation similar to this, would come to me. But I know as a physician and as a mom that my ultimate responsibility is not only to keep my patients safe and also to keep my children safe. And for any reason a child of mine could not come to me, I want them to know that they can seek professional medical care, a counselor who will provide them balanced options counseling in their time of need. That's more important than my need to know, in the bottom line. And I say that knowing that I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. It's more important that my daughter have access to another professional medical person or a counselor than her tell me if she felt she couldn't come to me. And that's a huge statement on my part, because it's hard to let go of control as a parent, for sure. And those of you who are parents in the audience understand that, I know. So I want to thank you again for coming. We're going to continue to work to defeat Proposition 85. The voters of California were incredibly savvy last year. San Francisco County, San Mateo County, Marin County really helped us defeat this proposition around the state. And Proposition 85, make no mistake, it's a cloaked effort to restrict our access to choice. And it will put teens in an unsafe and very vulnerable position. And I'm going to say this because I know it's true from my many years of work internationally dealing with this issue in countries where abortion is very restricted. We will have some dead teenagers on our hands in this state if this proposition passes. So it's imperative that we speak to our neighbors, We speak to our families, all our colleagues, and do all the lobbying we can to get out the vote on colleges, in our neighborhoods, and in our own family circles. Thank you very much.
All right. As I said, every time I hear from the diverse range of people who are opposing 85, I just get more and more energized and inspired to act. And the next month, today is only the beginning. For the next month, we are going to be incredibly busy working to get out the word about 85 and to get out the vote. And we're privileged to be working with so many amazing organizations, including the San Francisco Labor Council, the Alameda Labor Council, and various other organizations. There are people with sign-up sheets. We're doing phoning and walking with the Labor Council here in San Francisco. The clipboards you see, you can sign up right this very minute, right now, to come help us phone and to help us walk and to help us talk to voters. And we're being strategic, we're being effective, and we're getting the word out. There's also a great organization called Pride at Work, which is the LGBT community in the labor movement. Molly and Jane are back there raising their hands. They're working specifically to get the vote out on 85 and some of the local propositions. So if you're interested in getting involved with that group, they're awesome. See those fabulous women back there. So, you're here today. You care about 85. Right now in California, we are facing one of the most crowded ballots that has existed in recent memory. There are, 14 propositions, candidates up and down the ballot. There's a lot going on. So one of the biggest challenges of the 85 campaign is fundraising. As you can see, we're run on a shoestring. We don't have, fancy signs and lots of money, but we have us. And we have people who truly believe that 85 is bad news and people who are committed to making sure we defeat it. One of the biggest ways that you can help right now defeat 85 is by donating money. Now, I didn't use... So this is how this is going to